The National Association of Graduate Teachers, NAGRAT, has given government and the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission up to the end of next month to pay all outstanding salary arrears. At a news briefing in Accra, the vice president of the association, Eric Angel Kabonu, blamed government and the Fair Wages Commission for what he called delays in the payment of the salary arrears. Rita Mpabing was at the briefing and now reports.
The vice president touched on four key issues of concern to NAGRAT. These are payment of salary arrears, placement on the salary scheme of teachers with additional responsibilities, determination of the base pay and relativities for this year. There is also the harmonization and rationalization of allowances under the single spine salary structure. The association regrets that after a series of negotiations and promises by government and the Salaries Commission, issues have not yet been addressed. The vice president of NAGRAT said teachers have waited enough and their patience has run out.
The expectation of all was that steps would be taken to pay teachers their meager salary arrears to cushion them for a while. Contrary to those expectations, the government and the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission appear to make deliberate efforts to delay the payment of the salary arrears. The leadership of NAGRAT wrote to the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, urging the Commission to take urgent steps to pay the salary arrears as early as practicable. The Commission ignored the plea and demonstrated its lack of commitment to addressing the concern by refusing to give a reply to the letter. We believe that government and the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission will appreciate the patience teachers have had in the matter and reciprocate accordingly. If, however, they choose to ignore the pleas of teachers, we expect them to accept all outcomes without resorting to any form of blame game.
On the placement of teachers with additional responsibilities, NAGRAT recalled an announcement by the Minister of Education, Mrs. Betty Moldi Drisu, that 85% of the errors that occurred during the migration of teachers onto the single spine salary structure had been corrected. The association said data collected to that effect, however, have not been properly corrected.
As we speak, data has been collected on about 30,000 teachers who are currently not properly placed. And to explain that, people who are housemasters, people who are head of departments, head teachers, assistant head teachers, have had those positions not reflecting on their pay slip, by so doing, earning less than they are supposed to earn.
NAGRAT also mentioned that as at this month's ending, the new base pay and relativity for this year have not been determined. NAGRAT says it wants to see an immediate settlement of the issues.
NAGRAT wants to see an immediate correction of the remaining 15% errors, latest by 31st July 2011, and the payment of the arrears and allowances.
NAGRAT called on government, Fair Wages and Salary Commission, the Ministry of Education, the Ghana Education Service and its council, as well as the National Labour Commission, to rise up to the challenges associated with the implementation of the pay policy to ensure industrial peace and harmony. Rita Mpabin, Radio Ghana, Accra.
Meanwhile, the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission says the teachers' demand is an attempt to derail the single spine salary structure. This is because the commission has already determined the salaries of teachers. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the director of salary grading, Eva Addo, said there is no other negotiations for teachers.
We have migrated them onto the single spine salary structure. And all that we need to do on the salary structure, we have done it. The salary structure has a basis of a grade structure. We finish with the grade structure. The amounts on the salary structure have been negotiated upon between the unions and associations on one side, and then government on the other, represented by Fair Wages, the Salaries Commission. The salary structure is the structure that we are using for all the institutions on the single spine, come under the single spine pay policy. It is one salary structure we are using. Now, for them, we have determined the salaries. That is what is already there. And then we have added the market premium to it. And that is the amount of salaries they are getting. There's no other negotiations anywhere again. This is what we are giving to them as a result of all the steps that I have outlined. So I don't know about any saying that we have not continued with. What we are left with is the conditions of other conditions of service that has to do with other allowances that are not category one allowances, like fuel and maintenance, if they are entitled to it. So for the salary structure, we have finished with it.
Are you surprised that teachers are threatening another strike in relation to this single spine?
Yes, I'm very surprised, because they're giving the impression that either they don't understand what is being done or some people are trying to be mischievous. I'm saying this because their leadership has been part of what we have been doing.
What advice will you give to teachers?
What I will tell them is that this is a policy that is unfolding. This is what we have, and they should be patient and let the policy unfold.
Director of Salary Grading of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, Eva Addo, talking to Bright and Trauma.